We'll call the April 17th, 2012 Tulsa County Council meeting to order. First thing will be approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Good morning. We need to adjust the schedule in the 10:30 public hearing, just the sequence. We would like to bump up the last item that's listed, establishing the annual service charge, to the first item, making assessment rolls the second item, and then an ordinance amending the annual operating budget the third item under the 10:30 budget. I'm sorry, public hearing. And I can also amend under executive session, job applicants' qualifications and personnel can be stricken from executive session.
Got a motion?
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver, and a second, Mr. Phillips, to accept the agenda as amended. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next in our packets, we had the minutes from March 20th, March 27th, April 3rd. Any questions, changes, concerns? Hearing none, they will stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We do have correspondence from Delaware Technical and Community College at Jack F. Owens campus. Dear Sussex County Council, thank you for your support of the 2012 Women's Day celebration as an underwriting sponsor. With your help, we were able to raise $5,150 to add to the Owens Campus Alumni Association's scholarship endowment. Thank you for all your support. That is the only piece of correspondence.
Any correspondence, member of council? Mr. Lawson, County Administrator.
Yes, good morning. And we're going to start today with two proclamations recognizing the Fair Housing Month and Sussex County Library Week. I see our librarians are in the house today.
There's some librarians here.
The first proclamation I would like to read recognizing Fair Housing Month. Whereas April 17, 2012 marks the 44th anniversary of the passage of the U.S. Fair Housing Law Title 8 of the Civil Rights Act of 1968 as amended, which enunciates a national policy of fair housing without regard to race, color, religion, national origin, sex, familial status, or handicap, and encourages fair housing opportunities for all citizens. Delaware's Fair Housing Act further prevents discrimination based upon creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. The Sussex County Council, as well as the Sussex County Association of Realtors, is committed to highlight the fair housing law by continuing to address discrimination in our community to support programs that will educate the public about the right to equal housing opportunities and to plan partnership efforts with other organizations to help assure every American of their right to fair housing. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council proclaims April 2012 as Fair Housing Month, beginning a year-long commemoration of the U.S. Fair Housing Law in Sussex County, and urges all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize this celebration throughout the year. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. And I believe we have Brad and Brandy. Any other representatives for... Okay. You want to come up and get a picture with President Vincent, please?
Well,
check over there. You go. You check her. You got a shot at that. There you go.
How about it? We'll get Chip email you his.
Yeah.
That work for you?
Yes.
And we would like to share, we have, because it is fair housing.
Sure.
And we're,
Step right up here.
We just wanted to make sure everyone shared our importance of home ownership. We do have little buttons for you. So we'll just kind of pass it around. And of course, on behalf of the Realtors Association, thank you all for your continual support of the importance of home ownership.
Thank you for all you do. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Okay, and our next proclamation is Sussex County Library Week, April 15th to the 21st. Whereas libraries everywhere play a vital role in supporting the quality of life in their communities, libraries provide free access to all from books and online resources for families to library business centers that help support entrepreneurship and retraining. Our nation's schools, academic, public, and special libraries make a difference in the lives of millions of Americans today more than ever. Librarians are trained professionals helping people of all ages and backgrounds find and interpret the information they need to live, learn, and work in a challenging economy. Libraries are places for opportunities, providing programs that teach all forms of literacy, promoting continuing education, encouraging lifelong learning. In times of economic hardship, Americans turn to and depend on their libraries and librarians. Library workers and supporters across America are deserving of celebration. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council proclaims Sussex County Library Week, April 15th through the 21st, and encourages all residents to visit the library this week to take advantage of the wonderful resources available. Communities thrive at the library, the best deal you'll already pay for. Congratulations.
Oh, look at all those librarians. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. But anybody that you can. Look at that. Oh, boy.
I'm sure.
Sir, you're included, right? We kind of need you in here.
What do you want to see?
Have you seen that in the paper?
Yeah.
If you haven't, would you get your geek on? Yeah. I love
it.
Tallest in the back.
You got your heels.
Tallest in the back.
You can see right behind me.
Well, that's right. Well, that's okay. That's okay. They know it, right?
Is there any questions?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Don't worry about it.
Say a few words?
I do.
Sure,
if
okay.
That's all right.
You all want to say, hope that.
Oh, no.
Maybe have a spokeswoman for
we
you.
We have spokespeople, that's
there
right.
There you go. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, sir. So we're so excited. Thank you all so much for this honor.
Thank you.
It is also our opportunity to thank you for all of your support to libraries and the things that allow us to do what we do. Part of the reason we chose this week to do this is we have scheduled ourselves to do Geek the Library, which is a community-based public awareness program that's running across the country, to talk about what libraries do and the critical funding issues that they have. What's different about this is that it actually connects people to their libraries. It's not just look what we can do for you. It's you have kind of forgotten, reconnect or connect with what libraries really mean to you. So with that in mind, we all have our Geek the Library t-shirts. And We actually have reserved the circle, and we will be going out to geek the circle. When we leave here, we'll be out there for a couple of hours trying to talk to people about things that they're passionate about, what their interests are, which is making geek a verb. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about actually how is this tax dollar spent, we wanted to just talk to you for just a few minutes about what we have done just in this last three quarters and the last fiscal year with the monies that we've already received. So I have my compatriots coming up just to tell you a bit about our print materials and things like that. In the meantime, thank you again for this. And Susan.
It's not going to be everybody, honest.
Yeah. And I'm sure you're going to say.
Now, I'm Susan Peterson Uphol, and I'm the director at Del Mar Public Library. We're an independent library, and I'm here to talk to you a little bit about print, because so much is said about ebooks and electronic resources that the importance of still having print materials in a library, whether they are to address the needs of a new parent reading to the baby for the first time, a first grader learning how to read in print, whether it's an individual who needs to have some self-help books on helping to repair their automobile or to fix a leaky pipe, or even if it's just senior citizens who want to read for recreation and they're on a limited income and are unable to purchase all the books that they want to read. It's important to still have print materials in a library. And I brought you an example. This is a bestseller, Laura Hillebrand's Unbroken. Del Mar added this to our collection in January. It's circulated 21 times so far. The book sells for $27, so our circulation cost is now down to $1.30 for this book. Had all 21 citizens purchased the book, it would have been almost $600. This is a $27 list price book. So print materials are important. They are very economical investments in the recreation and lifelong learning needs of our communities and our citizens. So thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone? Oh, yes, there is. Here we go. Sure. No.
We actually have two more, I think. But I'm Elaine Fike, the director of the Georgetown Public Library, and I wanted to talk a minute about DVDs, which some people don't think belong in the libraries, but nowadays, when a lot of people have not any extra income, they're letting go of their cable, they're letting go of their Netflix accounts, and DVDs are a popular item. We have all kinds of DVDs. We have educational, we have for children, including Dora the Explorer, Thomas the Tank, all the Disneys. You can find them. We have popular releases, we have educational, we have TV show series, a travel, and many classics. You know, a DVD usually costs around $20, and with as many as we circulate, we found that for every dollar we spend, we make back $71 return. So that's pretty good for helping with educational and entertainment needs for people.
And that's an independent library.
And we are, yes, we are also an independent library, yes.
I could not bring a prop with me because I could not fit thousands of people into my car. I tried. My name is Susan Keefe. I'm the director of the South Coastal Library in Bethany Beach, and my topic is programming. Libraries are often the only source of cultural, educational, and recreational resources for a community. The library programs connect children to early literacy efforts. They connect everybody to the arts. They connect anyone for trying to find a job. Using a very low estimate of $3 per person per program as a cost, for every dollar we spend, we return at least $3. And to explain why I could not bring a prop, just using South Coastal alone, for fiscal year 11, we had 360 programs that year. We had 8,063 people attend. Over 2,600 of them were children for the children's programs. It runs the gamut from lap sitting for one-year-olds to teens learning to improv, to write, to draw, to computer classes so adults can brush up their skills to go back into the job market. It's no longer an extra. It is a vital part of what we do. And on behalf of Kathy and all the libraries, we'd just like to thank you for helping us do it.
Thank you.
County
library. Now we have to abandon.
Well, but before you leave, on behalf of the council, thank you all very much for what you do for our citizens.
Yes.
They appreciate that. Yep. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And thank you very, very much.
Oh,
Mr. Lawson.
Okay, final item, administrator's report. Number one, Delaware Department of Transportation public workshops. As part of the rail trails portion of the capital transportation program, the Delaware Department of Transportation has scheduled three public workshops regarding the shared use pathways. Thursday, May 10th is the workshops in Dover City Hall. Monday, May 14th is the Wilm APCO office in Newark. And Thursday, May 17th is the Sussex County meeting in Lewis City Hall. That's May 17th. Each of the workshops will take place from 4 to 7, and the public is welcome to participate. Number two, Sussex County Emergency Operations Center call statistics for March. Attached, please find the call statistics for the Fire and Ambulance Call Board for March 2012. There were 15,170 total calls handled during the month. Of those 911 calls, 75% were made from wireless cell phones. And finally, a report from the Georgetown Fire Company. On April 11, 2012, Mr. Mark Rogers, Georgetown Fire Chief, contacted Joe Thomas, Director of the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center, regarding the performance of the Sussex County Fire and Ambulance dispatchers. Chief Rogers specifically described a call on March 28th in Georgetown involving a house fire with subjects trapped on the second floor. During the call, dispatcher Steve Deary provided critical information to the responding fire crews that proved vital to reaching the victims in the building. Chief Rogers commended dispatcher Deary for what he describes as a life-saving difference in allowing the firemen to reach the victims in time. Congratulations to Dispatcher Deary and all the men and women who work in the Sussex County Emergency Operations Center. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank
you,
sir.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
A number of weeks ago, we had the Conservation District here explaining what the drainage issues are in the county. And are we working, is anybody on staff working on the possible solutions to that? Or, you know, I have an article here in the Cape Gazette, drainage debate continues, but I don't know where we are with it. So I'd like to know.
We have had follow-up discussions with the Conservation District since the meeting mm-hmm. took place, and as a result of that, we're discussing possible options on a way forward.
That would make it a lot nicer when we're trying to build our economy, make sure that our homes don't flood. Okay, thank you.
Anything else, Ms. Deaver?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Mrs. Webb, health insurance renewal.
Thank you. Today I have health insurance renewal recommendations, and I'd like to introduce Karen Brewington and Marsha Wilson from the Human Resource Department, and Mr. Dave Smith from Integra, our third party, will be speaking after I do a brief introduction. In your packet, you have renewal information on our health insurance, stop-loss insurance, and a brief discussion over programs and ways to cut costs and ways that we did cut costs last fiscal year. Our health insurance renewal for our stop loss expires May 1st, 2012, and as we remain self-insured, we still must renew our stop loss insurance. I'm recommending our stop loss insurance to stay with the current carrier Companion, but this year to increase our specific threshold from $250,000 to $285,000, and that is the point at which the insurance company pays the claims and the county doesn't pay the claims. That's the whole self-insurance concept, and Mr. Smith will talk a bit about that when he comes up. Based on the quotes that we received and the risk we want to assume in our claims history, this was the best offer. The savings to be realized in fixed costs over the last year will be $22,708. And our insurance consultant, Insurance Buyers Council, is also in agreement with this choice. Also, during the year, we would also like to continue to make awareness of available programs. These programs, if used by our employees, save us money but do not cost us. The disease management, the health benefit waiver, the urgent care centers, asking employees to use the urgent care centers versus the emergency rooms, and the One Call Network, which is our preferred radiology network. Mr. Smith will also cover programs that we did have during the year and the specifics of how they work towards our overall goal of bringing our health costs down. Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Is there any incentive for employees to use that program?
to use the urgent care versus the emergency or the one call, like in a copay situation.
Yes, what you just talked about. Yeah.
Not at this point, there's not, but that's something that certainly we can discuss is if their copays on using those preferred services would be lower than if they used an out-of-network provider. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. President and the Honorable Counsel, I'm here to answer any questions that you might have relative to the renewal presentation. I know there's a lot of material that you've been given, 11 pages of material, and I don't propose to go through every page. I know you have a large agenda. So if there are questions, I'd be more than happy to entertain them as we have done in the past years.
I do have a question, Mr. Smith, if just briefly of why it's advantageous for us this year to increase our threshold from the 250 to the 285.
That's that would be a good question one. And one I think should be addressed. One of the things that we always do is evaluate the claims that you've had over your history. And in doing this choice of it's option 1C on the spreadsheet you have, we looked at 6 years of history. And during that 6 years of history, assuming that the premiums of the proposed carrier were stable and that they picked up the claims in excess of $250,000 or $285,000, the county would have saved an additional $202,000 in premium had we had the $285,000 in place during that six-year period. Just because we'd have paid less premium, there would have been basically an exchange of premium for an additional 35,000 of claims, and we had only one or two people that actually exceeded the 250 plus the aggregating specific that has been in place of 100,000 during these past 5 or 6 years. So in doing that analysis moving forward, one of the goals that we have is to maintain your fixed expenses as low as possible, freeing up more money for your claims. And so when we see an ability to take a very slight risk for a large return, then we present it. And evidently your consultant agreed with that.
Well, there hasn't been any reduction in benefits under the plan. For
no
the
reduction in benefits. All benefits will remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no proposed changes.
Mm-hmm.
Any more questions from council?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
I did want to say just one thing relative to the emergency room care and urgent care centers, that it is working very well. The promotion of that is probably saved $123,000 or $124,000 this last year in claims because of the increase in the use of urgent care facilities. I commend the HR department for the promotion of that, and we're hopefully going to do more of that in the future. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, one of the biggest savings that we had last year that was needs to be mentioned is the AMPS pricing.
Yes, one of the things that we only projected about $145,000 in savings on last year because we didn't have any experience with it was the Advanced Medical Pricing Solutions, AMPS. And AMPS reviews medical claims from hospitals and different facilities and identifies perhaps potential errors in those billings and negotiates with the providers for reductions. This year, it's been pretty close to well over $600,000 in reduction in claims due to those edits. I won't say audits, they're edits. So we're hoping that that will continue on in the future.
Are they just errors in billing or what?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct. And I don't.
Alarming.
Yes.
Oof, okay.
Sometimes we find that blood pressure cuffs are charged twice, those kind of things, which they should only be like one. So those are the kind of edits that can save additional funds.
That kind of savings on our health insurance is major because we have shown a reduction this year over last year in the overall health costs, and that is a big factor.
That is a big factor.
A big factor.
We're over $1 million under last year's.
Yeah, just by having the bill
looked
There's
at.
There's some major factors that I mentioned in there. Controls we have on our RX card, those claims for the whole group are a little over $2 million each year. And so we negotiated new contracts a year or so ago that reduced the inflation on prescriptions from about 9 to 4.75%. Even though we have more actual participants in the plan, the average claim cost has actually reduced. And so that's something to be very thankful for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any more questions from council?
I have a motion.
You have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Please read your
Thank
motion.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve entering into an insurance agreement with Companion Life to purchase stop-loss renewal reinsurance for the period May 1st, 2012 through April 30th, 2013 for a fixed price of $278,892 and to continue the use of Alliance, Inetico, and Health Advocate.
I entertain a motion.
I'll do the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank
what
you.
We'll do now, we're at 10:30.
Oh, okay.
We will move to our public hearing.